This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed loans to 1 lakh street vendors, including 5,000 street vendors from Delhi as part of PM Swarnidhi scheme. Addressing beneficiaries in Delhi, Mr. Modi said, PM Swarnidhi scheme has proved to be a lifeline for street vendors. The Prime Minister said, today's Swarnidhi Mahotsav is dedicated to those who are always around and without whom people cannot imagine their lives. He congratulated the street vendors and roadside shopkeepers for their contributions to society. The Prime Minister criticized previous governments for not paying any heed to the needs and issues of street vendors. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone of two additional corridors of Delhi Metro's Phase 4. These are Lajpat Nagar to Saket G Block and Inderlok to Indraprastha, with a combined length of over 20 kilometers. The Prime Minister said these corridors will improve connectivity and reduce traffic congestion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Bhutanese counterpart Dasho Shering Tobgay in Delhi this evening. Mr. Tobgay arrived earlier today on an official visit to India till 18th of this month. This is his first overseas visit after assuming office in January this year. Bhutan's Minister of Foreign Affairs and External Trade, Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Employment, and senior officials of Bhutan government are accompanying the visiting dignitary. He will also go to Mumbai during his visit. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast a possibility of rain and hailstorm in Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan from today till Sunday due to western disturbances affecting most parts of the country. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir Disaster Management Authority today issued an avalanche warning in the higher reaches of 8 districts of the Union Territory during the next 24 hours. An avalanche with a medium danger level is likely to occur above 2,400 meters over the Doda, Kishtwar, Poonch and Ramban districts in Jammu Division. A similar warning has also been issued for the people living above 2,400 meters in Kupwara, Bandipura, Ganderbal and Baramulla districts of Kashmir Valley. People living in these areas have been advised to take precautions and avoid venturing into the avalanche-prone areas till further orders. Upper reaches of J&K received a fresh snowfall on the 13th of March, prompting authorities to issue a fresh avalanche warning as a precautionary measure for the people today. The authorities have also asked the people living in these districts to dial 112 for help in case of any emergency. Retired IAS officers Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu have been appointed as election commissioners. The Ministry of Law and Justice issued a notification in this regard. The posts of the two election commissioners fell vacant after the retirement of Anup Chandra Pandey and the resignation of Arun Goyal. The Election Commission today uploaded the data on electoral bonds on its website as received from State Bank of India. SBI had provided the data pertaining to the electoral bonds to the Election Commission on the 12th of this month in compliance with the Supreme Court's directions. The data can be accessed at www.eci.gov.in/candidate-political-party. The poll panel said in a statement that Election Commission has consistently and categorically weighed in favor of disclosure and transparency, which is a position reflected in the Apex Court proceedings. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has sanctioned over 1,385 crore rupees for 295 road development projects in Karnataka. And in cricket, hosts Mumbai have clinched the Ranji Trophy title, defeating Vidarbha by 169 runs in Wankhede Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.